Let's kick things off with one of the most exciting developments recently, BYD's Yangwang U7 sedan. This hybrid beauty is gunning straight for the big league. Think Porsche Panamera, BMW i7, and even the Audi e-tron GT.
Whoa, wait, you're telling me there's a hybrid that's taking on the Panamera? That's like stepping into a boxing ring with Mike Tyson.
It's a bold move, but hear me out. It's not just about luxury. This thing's got a turbo boxer engine, which is such a cool nod to the Subaru crowd, but it's paired with hybrid tech that's, well, pretty cutting edge. They're not aiming small, Brody.
Yeah, but how's it going to stack up? Like, if we're talking Porsche territory, we're also talking handling, looks, status, and don't even get me started on price.
True, the price point is probably going to be where it draws a line. But BYD's smart. They know the value game, and if they can offer Panamera-like performance at a fraction of the cost, that's where the disruption happens. I think it's worth keeping a close eye on.
All right, fair call. But let's talk about something closer to home. Isuzu's big electric reveal. The D-Max BEV, fully electric, dual motors, and still the proper workhorse with all-wheel drive. Feels like a game changer. What do you reckon?
Definitely intriguing. The D-Max BEV keeps the heavy-duty DNA intact. Payloads, towing capacity, the lot. But now with battery power, it's starting in Europe first, right?
Yep, next year actually. And hey, if they're taking on rivals like Toyota's Hilux or Ford's Ranger in the EV game, they're ahead of the curve. I mean, you know me, I grew up in a shop fixing squeaky diesel utes. This electric shift, it's huge.
It really is. But there's still a bit of hesitation, isn't there? Things like range, you're looking at about 300 kilometres unloaded, and the infrastructure here in Australia. That'll be the real test.
Totally. And can we just say, towing or hauling? That drains EV batteries faster than me at an all-you-can-eat servo pie section. Still, kudos to Isuzu for leading the charge. Literally.
Exactly, they've set the bar high. Now, speaking of major shifts, let's jump to Kia. Their next-gen Sportage lineup will go hybrid only from 2026. A bold move, wouldn't you say?
Hybrid only? That's like ditching meat and going full veggie. But I get it, the hybrids are killing it, especially with Aussies backing Toyota's RAV4 hybrid, like it's the country's unofficial car.
Well, the RAV4 hybrid is practically the benchmark, and Mazda's CX-5 doesn't trail far behind. Kia's betting on a smaller slice of the pie, but if the price, tech and fuel efficiency align, it could make serious waves.
Right. A fully hybrid lineup still sounds ambitious to me, but hey, if they can offer what Toyota does and maybe even undercut them on price, oh boy, game on.
Exactly. And with hybrids becoming mainstream, it's clear the future's tilting greener and faster than anyone expected. Speaking of big moves in the auto world, Brody, the next-gen NISS Yun Navara is officially on the horizon, and it's already making waves. The R Nismo version is shaping up to be a real contender against the Ford Ranger and Toyota Hilux, especially with its performance-focused upgrades.
Oh, so Nissan's throwing down the gauntlet? Mate, that's like taking the kids from school sports straight to Pro League.
Pretty much, and they're not holding back. This R Nismo variant is all about power, with a tougher chassis and sportier handling. It's designed to cater to off-road enthusiasts while holding up on the work front. Basically, it's got range.
All right, so we're talking about something that's rugged but still flexes a bit of swagger. I mean, is this thing more tradey or track ready?
Honestly, somewhere in the middle. It's got the ruggedness for tradies, but also the refinement to appeal to lifestyle buyers. And that R Nismo branding, it screams performance.
Performance, huh? Imagine rocking up to a site and saying, yeah, it's an R Nismo. You're probably getting asked to race the boss's Ranger on the spot.
And speaking of competition, next in line is the Ford Bronco. The updated 4WD is bringing serious heat to icons like the Jeep Wrangler and Land Rover Defender.
Wait, tell me they didn't mess with the Bronco's retro vibe. That thing's practically a time machine on wheels.
Don't worry, the style's intact. But they've packed in updated tech, for instance, better connectivity, improved off-road systems, and customizable suspension setups. They're doubling down on modernising the retro.
So, hot looks, high tech, and that off-road DNA, it's like giving a classic rock band a brand new stage setup.
Exactly. And it's perfect timing with more Aussies taking to the off-road scene. Oh, and let's not forget the Toyota Land Cruiser 300 series. Talk about tech upgrades for a local favourite.
Land Cruiser. Mate, if there's a 4x4 royalty in Australia, that's got to be the crown jewel, right?
It absolutely is. And with these upgrades, think advanced driver assist features, a revamped suspension system, and even a hybrid option in development. It's making sure it remains top of the pack, even with tougher competition coming for the throne.
A hybrid cruiser? Now there's something we need to talk more about. But yeah, add all those new toys and it's basically a luxury tank with wheels.
Well, more than just luxury. It's about staying ahead, especially with emissions laws tightening worldwide and customers demanding higher tech vehicles with better efficiency.
Yeah, true. Nobody wants to sacrifice power to save the planet, though. It's got to work both ways, you know?
Completely. That balance between capability and sustainability is where the magic lies. And these brands seem hell-bent on getting it just right. Speaking of balancing capability with sustainability, Brody, Isuzu is stepping up with a new update. It's 2.2-litre turbo diesel engine for the D-Max and MU-X. This engine isn't just about downsizing. It's a response to global compliance shifts and a move to keep their lineup efficient and competitive.
Yeah, I mean, smaller engines always get that side eye from folks who love their power. But this one's proving its worth, right? Like 120 kilowatts and 400 newton meters of torque isn't too shabby for a downsized unit.
Exactly. And let's not forget the 8-speed automatic transmission it's paired with. That combo is designed to optimize fuel efficiency and reduce emissions, essential for meeting those Euro 6 equivalent standards in markets like Thailand and potentially here in Australia too.
It's smart, no doubt. But you know what's funny? Back in the day at the workshop, we would have laughed at the idea of such a small engine delivering on grunt. Times have really changed, eh?
They have. The push for compliance with stricter emission laws is rewriting the playbook for everyone. Not just Isuzu. Brands are being forced to innovate, whether it's downsizing engines or investing in hybrids and EVs.
And let's talk hybrids. Isuzu's already testing the waters with their mild hybrid systems. Do you reckon that's enough to keep them competitive in a market where Toyota's practically cornered the hybrid game?
Good question. While Isuzu's hybrids are a step in the right direction, it's a much tougher climb when you're up against hybrid veterans like Toyota. But that's where strategy comes into play. Diversifying with hybrids while teasing their upcoming full EV D-Max could widen their appeal.
Ah, the electric D-Max. That's the real wild card, isn't it? It's proof they're thinking beyond just compliance. They're planning for a carbon neutral future.
Spot on. And beyond Isuzu, we're seeing this trend across the board. From hybrid-only lineups to EV-first strategies, automakers are realizing that staying relevant means embracing this shift head-on.
Yeah, it's like an all-out race to hit emissions targets without leaving performance in the dust. Honestly, though, it's exciting to see these technological leaps from every angle. Utes, SUVs, even sports models.
It really is. This shift toward efficiency represents more than just compliance. It's about long-term viability for both the industry and the planet. And I think that's a pretty inspiring note to end on today, don't you?
Absolutely. The future's greener, smarter, and a whole lot faster. Can't wait to see what's next down the road.
And on that note, we'll wrap things up. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Catch you all next time for more on the ever-changing automotive world.